Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome again to the Global Vision. We're living today. Without a vision, we're going to perish. Just talking about a vision, you'll still perish. But if you're not doing nothing according to that vision, global vision, you've got to have a vision, you're in trouble. And we can see many in the world are in trouble. They have no vision. They get a paycheck. It's gone by a Monday. They get it on a Friday. They pay their rent. They scuffle the rest of the month. Everybody should have a vision. But the one that had the greatest vision was the one we're going to talk about this morning, and that is God Almighty, God the Creator, the one who created heaven and earth. He had a vision, and we're going to learn today what that vision is. But you will not be able to have a godly vision if you don't love God, if you don't love his creative work, if you don't love his creation. You are not going to have that. Global vision for living today, you've got to love the one who first had the vision. And he said in the beginning of Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He had a vision. He just didn't go out there and do something with some hands not made by humans and say, okay, this is it. He had a vision. When he created the heavens and the earth, he had a vision for who's going to be on it, in it, and talking about it. God bless you. You're here now. Global vision for living today. Colonel Harrison, thank you. I see you jumped on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Dr. Cappuccino. Listening audience, all is well. All is well on the East Coast. Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. We need a little bit more volume from you. How can I show God that I love him when I do not love myself? You know, that's a very good point. People to and fro, standing up in churches, can't wait for the morning to come. Well, the few that are still going, can't wait for tomorrow to come. I'm going to church. They have so much backheld trauma, they can hardly see. The only outlet they have, I got to get over there. I got to walk over there. I got to hear what they're going to say. Monday, you in grief again, because you got to do what God says. He says, be ye doers. Doers. Somebody tell them. Be ye doers of the word and not just listeners only. You see where we're at now, but all these listeners ain't done nothing. Ain't done nothing. All listeners ain't doing nothing. We got to change that. But I tell you what, nothing's going to change unless God says, I want her over there. I want him over there. I want that one. Many, many are called, but few are chosen. So I think I see what the problem is. How can we love God? How can we show God that we love him, want to love him, when I do not love myself? Colonel Harrison, I know you're a minister of a ministry back there on the East Coast, and I know you have many parishioners that come to you. So I know with my father, you know, same people, same problem. I know they come to you with a lot of issues. They would have to. Anybody still alive got them. So they would have to do that. But how do you counsel people when they come to you and you know by their mouth and tongue only they love God, but you don't see any works? You don't see any works that they're doing. And when I say works, you know, going out, helping others and taking the elderly to doctors, things of that sort. I know some of the churches here on our West Coast think they can give somebody a bag of free food that's expired, and that is their duty. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus did not go around any of those so-called Pharisaical town hall. You never read in the Bible but one account where he fed 5,000. That's it. He didn't set up any of those synagogues to feed anybody. And most churches think that's all they got to do, or they have that part of their curriculum. I'm not bashing them. I was in a certain particular faith for 30 years, never seen it, better not see it. Their message was, you will have the poor with you always. So the poor would have to get from the government. When Jesus said, feed my sheep, he wasn't talking about a box of vegetables. He was talking about with the word of God, So anybody got something like that on their curriculum, it's because they ain't got they're not doing what the word says. They are just listening and a figure that church should be a place to pass out a box of food. Hey, all y'all out there, this is Dr. Cappuccino. Watch it. Whatever Jesus didn't do, don't force it on the people today, over 2,000 years later. He didn't say that. All these programs. How do you show God you love him? By doing something like that. You got to love yourself first. And how are you going to love yourself first? You got to put God first. And then, and only then, will you even love yourself. So now the topic, how can I show God that I love him when I do not love myself? Doing anything outside of the realm of scripture, you're not showing God you love him. You certainly are not loving yourself because you don't have that kind of time to waste. And I know, and I hope, I don't know, I hope you're someplace where you don't see all of that. He told people in the time and day, go ye therefore preaching and teaching, not begging for food. Because if you do what God say, you ain't got to beg. You do what God says, miraculous, anything you need is going to be provided. Honor God, honor you. Talk about God and his goodness. Somebody somewhere will talk about you and yours. So, Colonel Harrison, let's get this ball rolling here. You know, there's a lot of people that show by their actions that they don't love themselves, but they say, oh, I love God. Talk to us about that. Is something wrong with that scenario?
Yes, something's wrong with it, God, because first and foremost, they have to get to know who God is. And the Bible in the book of Genesis chapter 1 tells us who God is. And as we get to know who he is, we get to also to find a teacher who can teach who he is. And then people who can read the Bible for themselves. But I found most people need coaching, assistance, and teaching. And so I teach them through the Bible study that I have once a week. And I teach them through the prayer line that this church has 5 days a week, Mondays through Fridays, in the mornings. So people can get to know who God is and ask questions, and they're referred to scriptures, and scriptures are discussed and broken down and explained to them. The Psalm 83:18, God Jehovah, and it says that men may know that thou name, who's Jehovah, is the most high over the earth. So a lot of people, not a lot, but there are some don't know who God is. But at some point in time, they've heard the name of God. They've heard the name of Jesus. Perhaps they just don't know the essence of that name and the essence of who he is.
Yeah, that's very true. But I found out over 1,000 religions, and just about half of them have the name of a God or a leader that they want to follow. But we want to establish here Psalm 83:18 in the King James Version of the Bible. I don't know about the other versions. I'm not twisting back and forth. I know some ministers go from the NIV to the da-da-da and the D-D-D. You know what? Jesus said, my word shall stand above all the earth. So now I'm thinking about the King James Version. So right now, as it stands, and I know you're very popular about saying get to find God, we've got to have people and let them know they've got to pray. They have got to fall down on their knees, whatever your name is, God, whoever you are, God, whatever you done did, God, whatever earth in the universe you done created, God. We've got to let people know that the only way to God and his teachings and what he is about is to accept the one called Jesus. Now, many people don't know how to open the Bible up and go over to the four Gospels. They've heard them, but now here we go again. He says, my people that are called by my name, so what is God's name? I'm going somewhere with this. They are the ones that will worship me in spirit and in truth. So that tells me we've got to speak the truth. We've got to talk about the truth. What is truth? Plato, Aristotle, the Greek philosophers, hey, before and after Jesus. What were they told to do? Back then, following Jesus talking about anything religious was called the way. Most people don't know that, and we obviously see they don't because we're down in the United States to 12%. I can talk till my tongue is rotted out in my mouth. It is still 12% or even less of those that care anything about Jesus, showing God they love him, because they had no example. Here we go again with this. I read the sea of sermons and hear one. Where are these people at talking about God? What are they doing talking about God? Where are their witnesses of those that talk about God? There are none. When you go into and Minister Harrison is on the line, and I hope he can vouch for this. When you go in most churches, it's showmanship. They got to change their voice. They've got to have people look up at them. You go in most churches, they standing up on a pedestal. Come on, all of y'all, let's get real. I've been in one for 30 years, didn't have that. And when I asked my father about it, he said most of the step-ups were for, I think he mentioned something about the elderly, can't see or whatever. I don't know. But here we are right now. Something about what I just said is right, because you got 12% still calling on God's name. And now who knows what name those 12% are calling on. They certainly have missed the mark. He said, get out of there. Go ye therefore. If you don't do nothing but stand on the corner with a Bible for an hour, you ain't got to say nothing. People know what that means. They know exactly what that means when they see somebody with the Bible. I've had people throughout the decades pull over and say, when I saw you on the corner, when I saw you at the donut shop, when I saw you standing over there at that abandoned building, I had to pull over and just ask God to help me. And they pull over there and say, can I have a prayer? I did more praying than ever. So much so that I'm on a prayer line, and that's what I do. But right now, we're talking about showing God that I love him. Colonel Harrison, what are some other ways that we who are interested in God can show him that we love him? Because many say, oh, I hate myself. My mother hated me. My spouse did not love me. I have been a failure all my life. The world, it appears, has rejected me. Uh-oh. Why? What happened to me? Why me? What have I done? How can we show God that we love him if we don't love ourselves? And many people don't. Colonel Harrison, what can be done about that?
Yes, Doc, you had mentioned that they have to pray unto him, fall on their knees, and surrender themselves, their lives unto him, and humble themselves before God. And then once they learn who God is, through the studying of the Bible, the teaching of the Bible, the hearing of the Bible, we, the people, have an obligation to do what God says in the Bible. God created mankind to and for his glory, just a little lower than the angels. And so as we seek to do what our job supervisors and managers and bosses says, we have an obligation to first and foremost do what the Creator, Jehovah God, says. So we have to humble ourselves. We have to do what God says, be obedient to God's holy word, and turn from the way we're living to the way that God wants us to live, which is taught in the Bible. And then we'll live a life that's pleasing unto God in our personal life and experience in this world called this life will be a pleasant one and less difficult than it is presently.
My goodness, that is very true, because people think, well, I got a car, well, I got a house, I got $200 in the bank, I got a cabinet full of food, I got a freezer full of food. You know, that used to be the thing when I was growing up. Then black men would talk, I got deep freeze full, Mars got deep freeze full. They figured if they had a freezer, and they called it a deep freeze, if they had one of those, you know, everything was all right. You know, they're working the land, the crops, but they felt that They didn't have to show God that they loved him. Many would pray over their crops and all that, but as far as him and who he is, where he come from, what is his name, they were not really on that page. But right now, we see people are not acting out in the world like they really love themselves, and there's a reason for that. Some say Satan made me do wrong. Some say, well, I know the Bible says born in sin. Any way to get out of really showing God that they love him by their works. God is sick of people talking. We see it hasn't done any good. It has not done any good. They can say what they want. 100 years ago, let's see, 100 years ago, we were still bowing our heads as black folks saying, yes, sir, and no, sir. Where did it get us? We stand around now begging for reparations, and thank God it's some that are saying no to that. I am one of them. You know, the Bible says if you don't work, neither should you eat. And, of course, if you're working, you're putting clothes on your back and shoes on your feet, food on the table. You know, we used to pray that. But right now, here's some other things that I think we need to be aware of. How can you show God that you love him? Talk to the wicked. Talk to those that are not serving God in spirit and in truth. Because the truth of the matter is, if the God said something, the one called Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, you ought to be doing that. But when you wake up day after day after day after day after day trying to find something to do, we should call on the true God in the name of Jesus to guide our life. Find us something to do. That's the way, too, we can show God that we love him. Seek to do his will. What is a will? It's the innermost unchings of the soul. Not just the tongue talking, but what is the soul saying that God made us into? Put his spirit in us. What is that saying to us? We know what it's saying, but some of us, yeah, I hear it, but I'm still a good person, and the good persons die, and they don't go where they think they're going. And you know what? People that look at us, if we really love God, they already know who they're talking to. They'll fight to the death. They already know who they're talking to. I'm dealing with the situation now. Hallelujah, praise God. They already know that. Doctor, you need anything? Doctor, you need me to drive you anywhere? And that is not, and here's someone from New York cutting in now. Let me tell you something. When you show God and do your best to show God that you love him, you're finding things to do for others. Not looking for a dollar. I tell people I work for God. God's going to pay me. That's what you do. The creation of God is your first attention. The creation of those that are walking around talking about God. That is what you're supposed to be doing. Jesus told all of them, leave your families alone. Get away, and get away. He said, I'm going to give you new houses, new friends, new sons, new daughters. Because he knew anything else, them folk is a hindrance. Better not go over there and try to say nothing about the one and only true God. You better not. You won't be welcome anymore. We need to stop being weak. That's really what it is. We need to start doing what God has told us to do. That's really where it is. Well, I can't read that whole Bible. You know what? There's lessons. And I know Colonel say all the time, find someone that can show you this. Find. Don't trust your own mind. Don't trust your own thoughts. Your ways and your thoughts are not higher than God's ways and thoughts. So here we go again. Back to where we got off. And it's about God and God alone. Who gonna pay you in life more than God? A check, pension, Social Security, who gonna pay you more than God? He'll see that you spend it on the wicked. Going around complaining, you ain't got, I don't have nothing. You know what? We are a disgrace outside of showing God that we love him. Show, not talk about it. How can I show God that I love him by talking about him? We got to do, we got to say, God, just like the man that the prophet, what must I do to be saved? Ain't too many people saying that. They ain't saying that. Colonel, what is the problem about that? The one that was wise came to the prophet, apostle, disciple, prophet. What must I do? How many people is asking that? They don't want to hear it. Because if you really tell some what God said, they're going to go somewhere crying. But I tell you what, God is not one to be mocked. The angel said, you've heard it. Now you're getting ready to see something. I tell you what, many are called, them called ones, but few are chosen. Colonel, talk to us about that.
The Bible says there's no other name under the sun by which one can be saved other than the name of Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus was not a prophet. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Truly, Jesus was born of a virgin named Mary 2,000 years ago. So whatever religion that is not based upon one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and denies the name of Jesus as the Son of God is a false religion. So we have to make sure that whoever is teaching you, whatever research you're doing, do your research around God, Jehovah. Do your research around Jesus, the Son. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. Whether I believe it or you believe it or nobody believes it, Jesus is still the same. God is still the same. We can't change the nature of God, the Creator, and we can't change the nature and the understanding of who His Son is. So God put everything in place. So I've learned out of common sense to read and get an understanding of who God is. And after I got to understand who God is, I got to understand who His Son is. And therefore, I worship Him in spirit and in truth, the true and living God, through His Son, Jesus the Christ.
I love that. And you know what? Many people, if I can just say perhaps all of them, need to know who God is, what God has done, and why. And that's why this coming summer we're going to be hosting right there in your territory, Washington, D.C., metropolitan area, God Rules the Universe Convention. A lot of people have forgotten that. They figure, well, I'm up one more day. I didn't open my eyes up. He's giving you one more chance before he shows you some horror you never dreamed you would see. I never dreamed I would look over at my own mother in a body bag when they came to pick her up from the hospital to take her on over to the mortuary. I never dreamed that. I could go on and on and on. I never dreamed I'd pass by Hyde Park and there was my brother beaten to death in the back of his own Mercedes. I never. He was a bona fide genius. Smarter than I don't know what. Never went to school, go take a test, and there he was, 100. I guess he took after my father. I never dreamed I'd see a lot of things. I never dreamed I would hear my husband who passed tell the nurses, I'm really going to miss her cooking. I never dreamed that. 20 minutes later, they called and said they called him out. He's gone. Come on up here. I never dreamed I would see a lot because I guess I must have thought, too, I was a big shot. Let me tell you something. Anybody, the scripture says it. Those that hear the word of God and don't do it, hallelujah, there's a triple judgment on them. A triple. That herd is still ain't doing nothing. All kind of excuses. Hallelujah. We see what the world needs now is love. But here we go again, not loving ourselves. We ain't going to love God. We might love our pet dog sleeping with us in the bed. We might love our unsaved people, but what good is that? Jehovah God gonna show us in his time. But now we have this convention again this July. I'm inviting you all. Colonel is going to be one of the two co-hosts. God rules the universe. People have forgotten that. They figure because he ain't struck him down with two or three cancers all at one time, they're all right. Oh, I'm still able to drive. I was thinking about that. I was driving to get me some cream for coffee this morning, and I put my foot on it, and I said, oh, I can feel that. There's some that can't feel that. But God said many are called, but few are chosen. You better watch it. You sure better watch, because Satan is after all of us. But how can I show God that I love him? We're going to be discussing with our three-day convention all kind of topics. We're not coming at the world at large with the same old thing. We're not coming to the world at large talking about Zerubbabel. Can't even spell it. We're not coming to try to show some showmanship over people. That's dead. See, it ain't going to be able to do it long if we don't tell the people the truth. And Bishop Mims used to say, well, when they act like they don't understand nothing, tell them to go all the way back to where they got off the train and get back on. So right now we're going to start from the inception of our universe. Why we were even created on it. God did not create the heaven and the earth and us too. Come on, let us make a man in our image. He had a purpose. He just wasn't roaming around heaven. You know, as a song, oh, we're going to walk around heaven all day. Please, you guys, ministers, check them on that. He don't need you up there to walk around heaven all day. Revelation 21 says, and I see a new heaven and a new earth. Check that out. What is that new earth for? Who's going to inhabit that? Check that out while you're talking. Check that. So right now, the purpose of this convention is to baptize people that want to get re-baptized, people that want to learn how to preach and talk to those on the outside, those that want to learn more scholarly elements of the scripture, because that's the only way we're going to pull these people through. They out there, I can't even tell you what's happened through the night. I get the ticker tapes on my phone 24/7. Some of the most gruesome things you'd ever want to know. People done killed 12 sitting up in the hospital bed grinning. This whole world has been dominated by those who are against God. So you're going to find out how to get back in God's graces. You're going to find out what you owe God. Somebody asked me the other day, Doctor, what I owe God? You're going to learn that. You're going to be around people of like mind who have already said, for God I live and for God I die, if I have to. That's a little bit of the highlights about God Rules the Universe Convention. And I know you want to be a part of that. Our email is mothernature7@gmail.com. Colonel Harrison, give your email address.
My email address is WHARRI1943@AOL.com.
Amen. So if you want a little bit about the agenda, you can email us at those emails. But every week, we're going to talk about something that will cause you to want to be there. Send your information to the email addresses, and we'll send you a flyer with what's going to be happening. But right now, the house is on fire. Someone had a song out, the roof is on fire. The whole house now is on fire, and people are in it, clinging and crying. I understand people are writing Kingdom Halls, begging for someone to come out and study. You know, and I had not heard that from the churches. Ain't nobody writing them nothing, telling them to come out. They don't see them. They don't know them. They might hear them. Or see them on the outside marching in the church. You need to be singing, marching on the outside of the church. They're not doing it. And you know what? It's going to be a hard sell now because they have not been taught that. Look up to who's talking and go on home and eat your bowl of collard greens. We're finished with that. Get on board of God Rules the Universe. You're going to see how he's ruling and why he's ruling and what's going to happen to those that don't obey his rulership. Oh, my God, this is hot. Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison and others. I'm looking. Oh, I see Georgia Gregory here. Hello, Miss Georgia. Georgia Gregory. I just see you on there. Hello,
Doctor.
Yes, our executive of everything. Keep God in mind through the week. Send us some ideas for the convention and just know that he loves you because you're putting him first. God bless you. Same time and same Saturday next week. If you need any help, let us know. You have the email addresses. God bless you. Thank you. Have a great weekend, rest of your weekend. And just know, without God, you are nothing at all. Amen.